Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another Brainstuff classic from our erstwhile host, Christian Sager. Our question for the day, why do men tend to have deeper voices than women?
Hello, Brainstuff, I'm Christian Sager, and today we're going to talk about the human voice. You might have noticed that if you're talking to a group of five-year-old boys and girls, let's say you're asking them for advice about your investment portfolio, there's not a big difference between the pitch of the girls' voices and the pitch of the boys' voices. Yet, if you talk to a group of 35-year-old men and women, you notice that the men's voices are, on average, a good bit deeper than the women's voices. So why is that, and how does it happen? Well, first off, let's acknowledge that everyone is a special and unique butterfly, and there's no rule about how men and women's voices should sound, but on average, adult men's voices have what's known as a lower fundamental frequency than adult women's voices. The fundamental frequency is simply the scientific term for how high or low a person's natural speaking voice sounds. Sound frequency is measured in hertz, which is a measure of how many times something happens in a second. So, a sound wave that vibrates 100 times per second produces a tone of 100 hertz. The more cycles per second, the higher the pitch. According to the National Center for Voice and Speech, babies usually cry at a frequency of around 500 hertz. Children have speaking frequencies in the range of 250 to 400 hertz. By the time of adulthood, however, men have an average fundamental frequency of about 125 hertz, and women about 200 hertz. What happened here? Why the big difference? Okay. To understand why men's voices end up lower than women's voices, we need to look at how the body produces sound. So, let's take a magical journey to the inside of your neck. Leading from your lungs to the cavity behind your mouth and nose is a pipeline called the trachea. You use it to breathe. At the top of the trachea is a hollow organ called the larynx, or in common parlance, the voice box. The larynx is amazing. For example, when you swallow food, it is a part of the larynx called the epiglottis that closes off your trachea and keeps you from getting gummy bears in your lungs. The larynx is also what allows us to make sound for talking or singing. To do this, you use your lungs to push a column of air through the larynx while using your laryngeal muscles to press together a pair of membranes called the vocal folds, or more commonly, your vocal cords. When you close the vocal folds like this, the air you push out through them makes them vibrate, and this vibration leads to sound. So the next time you're just shrieking and shrieking until the cashier finally accepts your expired coupon, thank your larynx. There are several factors that can all have some effect on the fundamental frequency of a person's voice, like the size of the larynx and the differential development of facial bones and muscles. But the most important factor to talk about is the length of the vocal folds. If you pluck a string, the length of the string affects the frequency of the note that plays. Think about a guitar. When you press a string down to a higher fret on a guitar, you shorten the length of the part of the string that vibrates when you pluck it, and this produces a higher note. The same thing happens inside your larynx. The longer the vocal fold, the lower the note. During puberty, both boys and girls experience growth of the vocal folds, leading to lower voices. But the male hormone testosterone, which is released by the testicles during puberty, typically causes boys' vocal folds to grow longer and thicker than girls. On average, adult women have vocal folds somewhere around 10 millimeters long, while adult men have vocal folds in the neighborhood of 16 millimeters. Consequently, women are up there on the upper frets, soloing into oblivion like a high school kid who just learned how to play Eruption by Van Halen, and men are letting the open strings ring like the intro of Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. Now here's some bonus information for you. Everyone knows what happens when you inhale some helium from a party balloon, or, you know, straight from an industrial helium transport truck. Your voice pitch gets higher. This is because helium is less dense than air. But did you know you can reverse the effect and give yourself a deep, booming bridge troll voice by breathing a gas with a higher density than your air, like xenon or sulfur hexafluoride? But remember, your body needs air to live, and breathing anything other than air can be dangerous. So don't try this at home.
Today's episode was written by Joe McCormick and produced by Tyler Klang. If you miss Christian, you can find him on his new pop culture podcast, Super Context. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other deep topics, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.